Scientists sequenced the genomes of 60 anthrax samples from infected heroin users following an outbreak of the potentially deadly disease. More than 100 people fell ill with injectional anthrax in Scotland in 2009 and 2010, and sporadic cases continue throughout Europe. Health officials assumed the outbreak was related to a single batch of heroin contaminated with the bacteria that causes anthrax. Now, DNA analysis shows at least two contamination events took place. Paul Keim is director of NAU's Center for Microbial Genetics and Genomics.
That provides some urgency to it. You can't just ignore this as a one-off event. It's never going to happen again. It is going to happen again.
Keim says traditional methods of tracking diseases wouldn't work in this case. The two disease clusters appeared in the same regions and overlapped in time. Only by sequencing entire genomes could the researchers find subtle differences in DNA.
If it was a fast food restaurant that had an E. coli or norovirus contamination, well, then we would be able to track back where they got their lettuce, where they got their hamburger. In this case, you can't do that. And so this tool becomes one of the few that you have to track it down.
Keim thinks a likely explanation is contamination from water at the source of the heroin production. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Siviny.